Hello and welcome to another episode of the Red Production Company podcast. I'm delighted to be here with Callum Scott-Howells and Lydia West today. We're going to talk about their acting careers. So, Callum, you are closest to me, so we'll start with you.
That's okay.
How did you get started in acting? What was the thing that made you really want to act?
Well, I guess it was my my parents didn't really know what to do with me because when I was young, I was just like, I never left the house when I was really little, when I was like... by the age of 8, and then like they tried me in karate and I only did it for the gi. and then one day they were like, let's try him in a theatre company, and I went to my local Amdram society, and then I just never really looked back, Jace, to be honest. Everything sort of went from one thing to another, and here I am today with you and Lids.
Famous actor.
Yeah. But yeah, I think thanks to my parents for kind of sort of putting me in a direction, because I don't come from an acting background, you know, none of my family are actors or are even in the industry. So it was really bold of them to kind of put me into my local Amdram, really. Yeah, so...
But from a young age, it was kind of something you wanted to get into.
I think so, yeah. It really stemmed from, like, kind of... I felt comfortable in that environment, like, with like-minded people. Do you know what I mean? I just loved it, and I think I really started to enjoy it. And it was when I did my first show that everything kind of... I just was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. I was just, like, in awe of everything, really. And then, you know... as things kind of progressed, I went from like show to show, and then I went to drama school, and then that again like opened my eyes really into how big the industry is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you didn't start out as an actor, did you?
I didn't.
You had a bit of a different progression.
Yeah, so I was a dancer as a child, I did dance as an extracurricular activity, but I'd always describe myself as like an overactive imagination, and I would always like think out scenarios in my head that there was no element of truth to them. It was just like something would happen and I'd overthink it and create these like almost like scenarios and lives in my different lives in my head and like play them when I was very young. That's like probably from like my youngest memory of like kind of thinking and storytelling. But yeah, I was a dancer. I went to a performing arts school, so it was obligatory for us to do dance, drama, and music. And I was always into acting, and I kind of used it as like a creative outlet, but I was very focused on dance, and it was like my passion.
So how have you moved into TV? Because it is a bit different to stage, and how did you get your first TV role?
Well, I auditioned for years and years. Was my first television job.
I love doing that.
Thank you. So I auditioned. We had a few rounds and then a final chemistry round with Tania Miller, who played my mother. We just did a reading, and it's kind of with me, I was never specific of what I wanted to do. Like I always wanted to do either television, theatre, audio, anything kind of that was storytelling, but I just so happened to get a TV audition for years and years, and with Andy Pryor, and we did it. We did the reading, and I was very obviously getting the script, so I was absolutely thrilled to be even seen for it. I didn't expect to get it. I just kind of did my best, and it all worked out.
So TV wasn't the plan, specifically.
No, I kind of wanted to do anything that was creative storytelling, acting, and it still remains the same. I want to be as versatile as an actor as I can and not just do television. I'd love to do another play, and I've done quite a bit of audio recently, and I just love it all.
I
just love it all. Don't you?
Oh, you know, completely. But it's really refreshing that you're saying that. Even after everything, you know what I mean, Liz? And I think that's testament to Lydia, because, like, you know, it's, I guess for some people it's really easy to get wrapped up in the industry because it's so amazing. Mm. But, like, for you to say, like for the craft, like, it's just that, I think that's just, it's just that, you know, down to the core roots of storytelling. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I think, like, to do it for that is, like, the best quality to have. Do you know what I mean? And always, like, to have that.
And I find it so interesting now, like, doing something else would be stepping out of my comfort zone. And it is, although it's all a similar thing, there's so much, many different techniques for each and every medium in acting. So you learn so many different things. So it's almost like stepping into it for the first time ever. Mm. So when I did my first audiobook, it was stepping into this new world of audio. And you think about different things. You're not concentrating on your face or anything that you're doing. It's just your voice. And that is a completely different skill. And it was really refreshing just to learn that. And that's what excites me doing everything in the industry, not just TV, but I love television. Mm.
What about you, Callum? How did you, because you're still at drama school, aren't you?
Yes.
How did you get into TV?
Well, I actually, Jace, I mean, when I first went to drama school, I didn't really, to be honest, I never thought I could do television. Genuinely, I never thought it was accessible to me. So going to drama school was always, I didn't even think about TV as an option. That's how inaccessible I thought it was. Mm. But when I went to drama school, I went to Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama, there's acting for screen modules that, you know, where you first begin to sort of, you know, explore what it's like to act in front of the camera. And I just always thought I was rubbish at it. I genuinely did. But drama school really inspires you to kind of, well, particularly the school I went to, really inspires you to be just to, you know, it's another medium. But exactly like what Lydia said, it's very different, but it's still, you're able to do it. It's just about shifting a few gears and stuff.
Yeah, and the muscles.
Exactly, yeah. Completely. And I had my agent when I went to drama school. I was very lucky to sign with them just before I went, and they were really patient with me. And I kind of was going in for some things when I was at drama school, but then Boys came along. I had the breakdown for it when I was doing The Merchant of Venice at school, and basically I just read the scripts and I just literally was like, this is, I really need to work as hard as I can to get this role, because, you know, it was a character that was Welsh, and it was so beautifully written, obviously, by Russell, and I absolutely just wanted to go for it full pelt. And then I submitted a self-tape, then I met with Andy Pryor, and yeah, and then I guess the rest is history, like, you know. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously I'm very grateful.
And how have you found your experience at drama school? Because I think some people think, I can't get into acting without going to drama school, but also it must be a wonderful experience to be learning that much about the craft and really getting to grips with it. So how have you found your experience at drama school?
Well, I think personally, drama school helped me, so much. I am indebted to my training, because I think before I went to drama school, I was just kind of making shapes. I really mean that. I didn't really know what I was doing. You know, I had instincts and all that kind of stuff. But for me, my training really helped me to channel things in. And I personally really needed that. So for me personally, I am indebted to my training, because it really sort of helped me just, you know, and me and we've spoken about this before, Liz, haven't we, about truth and honesty. I never rooted my acting before drama school in that stuff. That's why I say I was making shapes, because when I went to drama school, it helped me like discover like a truth and honesty in my work. And it said, mm-hmm. like, it made me, you know, my teachers would say, just trust you, and, you know, put you in this situation, you know? I think that's what we are quite similar, yeah. We talk about that a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what drama school, in terms of a fundamental training, that's definitely what it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I didn't go to drama school.
I know. But you went to, we did performing arts college, so you had to do a range of stuff.
Exactly.
Did you gain stuff from that? In acting, or was it all dance focused?
I did gain kind of fundamentals of like reading a script, of breaking down, of character. I learned quite a lot in terms of the theory side of things. But I did go to Identity, which is an acting school, but it's a part-time school. So it's more vocational training. And it was amazing. And it was, I kind of got, we did like a range of classes that follow kind of a traditional drama school kind of module system. So we did like voice, movement, screen, text. And that did help a lot. But I just think, yeah, finding my truth was something that I had to just practice and do it kind of, I just kind of did it by myself and with tuition too. And yeah, with every kind of job I did or every class I did, I kind of just tried to find other like things that people were doing or...
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because like we've spoke about this so much, but I think like the thing is like there's no, in terms of drama school training, there's in terms of how much people, if we, you know, if you ask me now, like, do you think drama school is needed? I think that is a very broad answer. And I think there's a very, you know, it's a very bold answer, sorry. And I think there's no right or wrong answer because there are people who just have got it, you know, and you know, I really mean, like, I have learned so much from working with Lydia. I'm not just saying that because I'm you, I say it through every day. But I'm, but as in Lydia is very gifted. And I think that you qualify that answer in terms of like, you just, there's no right or wrong answer in terms of how much we need drama school. Because look at the, like, you've clearly, like, you know, even from what you've done, even experience, you know what I mean? And what you've done, I learn from Lids. Do you know what
I
mean?
I learn from you too. Oh. No, I think there was a long period of time where I kind of wished I went to drama school and regretted it and thought it was too late. But then I kind of just got myself out of that headspace and just tried to work with what I had. And I'm a strong believer, like I think drama school is incredible. And if I could go back, I probably would make different decisions and try to get into drama school. But there is ways, if you haven't been to drama school, to get into the industry.
It's not the be all and end all.
Yeah, exactly. Now in this day and age. And yeah, I support actors that don't go to drama school and also go to drama school. And I think anyone can make it if they have talent, drive, ambition, dedication, and work hard, that anyone can do it, whether that be in drama school or not.
Yeah. You said you've got stuff from each other. But have you also gained stuff from all the other casts you've worked with?
Absolutely.
You've worked with some wonderful actors. How has it been working with them? How has the relationships been?
Well, I've learned so much from other actors, and I've just learned to just listen and respond and use your initiative and your intuition. And I think when you work with actors who are very experienced in their field and have had a lot of time to master their craft, you can't help but observe and try to absorb as much as you can. So in every job I've done, I've tried to take that away from me. And it's been absolutely astonishing when an actor, and I've been lucky enough to work with several on my recent jobs, just talks to you and really, really talks to you. You just listen and you just want to respond to them. And you also, you want to have a conversation with them. And every actor that I really, really respect and admire have just been having a conversation and been in the scenario, talking to another human and interacting.
So it feels natural.
It feels very natural. An amazing actor is a generous actor. And Amari, one of our cast, he said this amazing quote that he learned in drama school. He told us last week, and it's really stuck with me. It's that your job as an actor is to make everyone else look good. And that really stayed with me because it actually is. It's not about yourself. Mm-hmm. Nothing in acting is about yourself. It's about making everyone else look good. And it's about talking to people and communicating and having a connection with people. And if you do that, you'll make them look good, which overall will make you look good. And that's it. It's not a selfish act. It's completely selfless. And it's not about ego or vanity. It's just about having a conversation, putting yourself into a scenario. And I think what some incredible actors in our industry have done, which I've had the pleasure of working with, have kind of taught me that.
You've worked with some amazing people. It's like,
so
it's like
yes,
but oh my god, I mean, yes,
but, yeah, but like seriously, like, wow.
But I also think it's been amazing to work with such talented actors, but also new actors like Callum. This is your first television job, and you are so generous and you are so phenomenal. Not just to big you up.
Is that crying now?
No, but you are, and it's proof that no amount of experience, age, credentials gives you that. It's just if it's innate. Mm. And that's you, Callum.
I love you.
And loads of the other cast who are new, young actors. Mm. And it's so refreshing and it's so nice because I feel like there's something with young actors where there's almost, there's a sweeping generalisation, but a competition, mm-hmm. where, and not a collaboration. Whereas what we've done, we've created a beautiful ensemble piece of work and it's been a collaboration between all of us.
Yeah.
Trying to bring out the best in everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's the doing of Russell and Andy and Phil putting together such a team. Mm. So yeah, I feel absolutely honoured to work with new actors and very established actors in our field. And I look forward to it.
Yeah. How's it been for you, Callum?
I've loved it. Sorry, I'm still going over how well put Lydia just put that whole thing. It's so right. Like, literally, you are.
I'm very jealous I didn't get to meet Neil Patrick Harris. I've met everyone except...
You literally have. You've met everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. I interviewed Stephen Fry, fine. But I didn't get Neil. So how was it working with Neil Patrick Harris? Because I'm very jealous.
God, he's amazing. We talk about generous actors and... Neil is an example of that. Like, he is the reason Neil is so successful is because he's such a beautiful human, and I mean that. He's so talented but also very giving and very generous, and I think obviously because I'm literally starting off, and Neil's had so much experience from a young age. He just insight into the industry, into things that are happening now, into things that will hopefully come. You know, he's just brilliant. He was just brilliant to talk to and to act with. Goodness me. You know, it's like, it was just, every part of it was just ridiculous. I had to keep pinching myself. But yeah, he is just a mesmerizing person, you know. Yeah, and I'm just so grateful every day to Russell, Andy Pryor, Phil Collins, and Nicola Schindler, Peter, for being able to have this opportunity. Mm. And also, you know, like, I'm just really proud that, like, Russell wrote Colin as a Welsh role with Henry, which is Neil's character, but obviously Neil is a massive American actor, and that we could, like, you know, two people, you know, me and Neil were probably two people who would never have met if this particular plot hadn't have been put together in Neil. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, I'm just, honestly, I can't say more than I'm just so grateful, and I'm so grateful. I'm so eager to learn from Neil. Mm. Yeah.
And with it being your first TV role, what do you think the difference is acting for stage and screen? What do you think is what's something you've had to kind of really change or pick up to make that transition?
You have a lot more experience on stage than me.
Well, I think for me personally, I think it's a different medium, right? So for me, I think on stage, there's rules, and there's rules for television as well. I think when on camera, it's a lot more channeled, it's a lot more concentrated. So therefore, like, it will pick up the tiniest things. So like if we move like your eyebrow, like you said about muscles, if I move my eyebrow, it'll pick that up. Whereas in a theatre, if you play into, I don't know, 1,000 people, mm-hmm. some people at the top are not going to see that eyebrow twitch, you know? So certain things kind of have to be adapted. So I think in terms of the main difference in terms of screen and stage, it's just about, it's exactly what Lydia just said, it's about the muscles and just about just being a different awareness, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. Think? Yeah, I think it is. I think you can still find core truth in everything, but it's just with certain stage it's a bit more heightened and a bit bigger, just to communicate that to an audience. And yeah, even down to what you were saying about it in television, the way that you blink can show an emotion.
Mm.
If you're staring, it could show so many different things. Yeah. And if you're blinking a lot, and that is so small, and you would not see that on stage. Mm. But whereas the camera picks up absolutely everything. So yeah, it's completely different, but it's also quite, I feel like it's not too dissimilar.
No.
It's just a bit kind of bigger.
Shifting those gears.
Yeah. Yeah. You work slightly more with, I would work a bit more with voice and movement. You have to kind of think about what your body is doing, because your body is telling a story. Whereas if it's just this with the camera, that's it. Yeah. That's your storytelling. So yeah, it's movement, it's grounding yourself. There's something about captivating a live audience, which is, it's so much more kind of electric.
Yeah.
than television, because you
tangible.
Know, yeah, exactly. And you know that the edit after what you're doing here is going to go into the editing suite, and it's going to be flipped upside down and cut together. Mm. In a way that you don't even remember that performance. Mm. Whereas on stage, it's kind of just live, and
yeah.
You feel it. You still feel, I absolutely feel when I'm acting. Yeah. Television too, but
it's the crew show. You know,
yeah,
the crew show's kind of like it, because obviously, yeah, when before you're about to do a take, all the crew come in, and sometimes you get a little bit of a reaction. Like, I guess that's the
closest. Yeah, it does. Exactly. Because when something airs, you don't know what people are feeling at that moment. Mm-hmm. Whereas when people are watching you live, you can kind of feel an audience. You can feel whether they're enjoying it, whether they're with you, whether they're not with you, whether they're walking out and leaving.
Yeah.
So it's almost an instinct kind of. And if you get a response from an audience, it can motivate you to make different decisions in your performance.
Yeah.
Whereas with television, it's very instinctive.
Yeah.
And you have to trust yourself and trust your director. Mm. And work closely with them to kind of tell the story that the writer, director, producer wants to be told.
Mm-hmm. So another thing I'd like to ask, do you have any acting tips? Just general kind of quick fire, this is important.
I think looking after your voice self is absolutely important, not just for acting, but just for life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for actors. I try to kind of live as well as act, because life experiences will help you with your art and your craft. You can't expect to put yourself in someone else's shoes and play a character if their experience is that you would never possibly do or say. Or so kind of trying to live and find your truth, your own personal truth is always great.
Mm.
I like to enjoy other things. I love acting and everything about it, but I also, I try and push, when I see myself getting a bit too tunnel visioned and a bit too focused, I kind of try and remember just to live a bit and take time out after roles just to kind of go back to Lydia and find my own my own truth to then hopefully help with my future roles. But yeah, just trying to find the truth in any character and kind of knowing that you're enough for this role. The right role will find the right actor. Mm. And all you can do is be truthful. You can't be anyone that you're not. And just keep faith, keep pushing. If you ever get to a mental block, just kind of know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
What about you, Callum? Have you got anything you'd like to share?
Well, it's really hard because I feel like I'm still learning, you know, so much. I feel like I've still got so much to learn.
God.
Goodness me, I feel like a little baby, really, in terms of like how much I do know about acting. But, little baby, why did I say that?
No, I absolutely know nothing either.
Yeah, but also, like, I think openness, I think, is a really helpful tool. Mm-hmm. I think openness and a willingness to always keep learning. I really do think that, because it is a never-ending story, really, this craft. I think, you know, and exactly what Lydia said about life experience, things change you. Sorry, I hit you then.
Ow. I've assaulted her, I'm sorry.
But I think, yeah, you know, it's like, it's a, life is never ending and different things happen to you and you can apply that always. And I think, yeah, just, completely. And also, I think, just always strive to, like, just keep like reading things and stuff.
Like reading, watching. I get most pleasure watching other actors and just seeing how they do it and admiring them and just watching performances.
Yeah,
you learn so much.
Completely.
What you were saying about truth and also vulnerability, I think vulnerability is just so gorgeous and being vulnerable and open. And we all have go through things in life that can just impact and help our acting. And help us feel.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely wonderful to have Callum and Lydia here with me. Thank you everyone for watching, and make sure to follow the Red social media channels, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Thank you very much.
Call the number.